DW.
Natasha grew up in Faisalabad in northern Pakistan. In November, she left her home after being married off to a Chinese man. She'd been promised a wealthy husband. She dreamed of a better life abroad. But like many other Pakistani women, she ended up in the hands of a pimp who forced her into prostitution. The 20-year-old managed to escape and is now back living with her family in Pakistan. In an interview with the Associated Press, she says she's been through hell.
My Chinese husband used to humiliate and beat me. He snatched my passport and said, "How can you escape? I bought you in Pakistan. You belong to me. You are my property."
Natasha says she was taken to a hotel in the remote city of Urumqi in northwestern China, where she was forced to have sex with different men.
One day he raped me. The next day, a new man came. They often were drunk, had sex with me, and beat me. Always two or three men were the same. And then he would bring other men, ordering me to have sex with them.
Pakistani human rights activists estimate that around 1,000 girls and women have been married off to Chinese men since last year, when marriage brokers from China turned their focus to Pakistan. Most of the women come from Pakistan's small Christian minority, which is also one of the country's poorest communities. Marriage agents lure impoverished families with money, promising to pay cash if they marry off their daughters to Chinese husbands. The demand for wives is high in China, where there are more men than women. But police investigators are convinced that the majority of these young Pakistani targets don't end up with decent husbands, but are rather sold into prostitution after arriving in China. Natasha was rescued after she managed to call her family in Pakistan on her mobile phone. Her mother then contacted the local church. One parishioner, Farooq Masih, formed a group to try and save trafficked women. He says one of their members had a younger brother studying in China, so they sent him to help Natasha. He went to the hotel pretending to be a paying customer and managed to whisk her away in a taxi. Farooq says his group has also launched their own sting operations to try and catch the traffickers.
The Federal Investigation Agency told us they have no evidence to arrest them. So to get evidence, we dedicated hours to unearthing trafficking networks. We arranged a fake marriage to get evidence. Everyone was talking about marriages, but no one was ready to present solid evidence.
The police in Pakistan are increasingly cracking down on these trafficking networks. In recent weeks, at least 24 Chinese citizens and dozens of their Pakistani associates have been arrested in raids on suspected prostitution rackets. But on a political level, the government seems reluctant to address the issue. A possible reason for that is fear it could harm the increasingly close economic ties between China and Pakistan. Chinese companies are investing $62 billion, or 54 billion euros, in Pakistan, building highways, railways and ports as part of Beijing's massive New Silk Road project. Tens of thousands of single Chinese employees are working there, including many potential marriage candidates. Police say members of the trafficking rings may also be taking advantage of relaxed visa policies for Chinese citizens. In a recent appearance on local television, the Chinese ambassador to Pakistan rejected claims that Pakistani women were being sold to China and forced into prostitution. Sumaira is 30 years old and comes from Gujranwala, a city in northern Pakistan. Last July, she was sold off to a Chinese husband by her own brothers. She says she was kept in a house in the Pakistani capital Islamabad for a week and was raped daily by several Chinese men. She told the Associated Press she returned home after launching an escape.
When I got home after 7 days, I yelled at my brothers, "Why did you sell me? How much money did you get for me?"
Before their planned departure to China, Sumaira convinced her new husband to let her say goodbye to her sisters. She then fled to her uncle's house. She says she's speaking out about her plight because she wants to help investigators and other women who may still be trapped.
If I told everything that happened to me then, maybe I would have saved so many other Pakistani girls like Natasha. There were around 25 marriages which took place after I married. People stopped me and said, don't inform the Federal Investigation Agency.
According to a report by the UNACT, the United Nations Working Group on Cooperation Against Human Trafficking, the illegal trafficking business is booming, especially in China, and it's becoming more violent. As investigators zero in on criminal rings, it's becoming increasingly difficult for brokers to lure women with false promises of a happy life in China. And so they're resorting to more extreme methods, such as brutal kidnappings, to get what they want. DW.